The Lapine City Council regular meeting of Wednesday, September 23rd, 2009 is called to order at 6:04 PM. Begin with roll call and establish a quorum.
City Recorder Luana Damavell.
City Attorney Jeremy Green.
Mayor Kitty Shields.
Counselor Barbara Hedges.
Counselor Adele Malina.
Counselor Douglas Ward.
Mr. the Assistant Warden. All right. We do have a quorum and all staff are present. Move on to Pledge of Allegiance. Counselor Ward, would you like to lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Next item is the consent agenda. Does anyone have any questions or concerns about any items on the consent agenda? Did you have anything, Bill?
No.
I do a couple on the check detail that I would like moved.
Okay. Okay, is it, what do we have on here? Check detail and mileage and cash reimbursements. Do you have anything on the mileage and cash reimbursements?
No.
All right, then we will remove the check detail. And I'm going to do this a different way than we did it before. Is bring that won't work. So never mind. we'll have to move it to added agenda items, which in this case is number 11. So that'll be 11A. And we will keep the mileage and cash reimbursements on the consent agenda. How about anything else?
I don't have anything else.
All right, I have some. Does anyone have any? Anything else? I have some a few changes, a couple of substantial changes to the minutes, and so I would like to also remove that from the consent agenda to other matters that may be the minutes approval. Up here if I don't make the proper notes. All right, so the only thing we have left on the consent agenda is approval of mileage and cash reimbursements. I entertain a motion for that.
I move that we approve mileage and cash reimbursements.
Do we have a second?
Are we doing that separately, or is it just one motion for the whole consent agenda?
It's item 5BII, approval of mileage and cash reimbursements. The other item number A has been AI has been removed, and BI.
I second.
All right. Call for a roll call vote.
I'm sorry, did you hear you?
Roll call vote.
Counselor Ward, yes.
Counselor Malina, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Motion passes.
Number four. You're right. Thank you. I skipped right over number four, added agenda items, and I'm the one who had one on there. Would like to discuss our internet tech issues, and I touched on this with Councilor Hedges, and she said she's also having problems getting email through the server. You too? Okay. Councilor Ward, you have... Does your wife have problems getting your email?
You know, I had 35 messages the other day. It actually seems like, for some reason, now it works for me. I don't completely understand why. Although I have had people tell me they were going to send the email that's never shown up. But everything that's come on my screen, I've been able to pick up. I don't know. It must be a miracle, I guess.
Okay. So, we will add discussion of IT issues under other matters. That will be 11C. And thanks, Lana, for calling that to my attention. All right. After that little backup, let's cross that off. And cross off the consent agenda. And the next item is a memorandum of understanding. US 97 Lapine Corridor Traffic Analysis Project. Geraldine?
Sure. The MOU that you have in front of you obviously concerns the scoping project that we are working on in cooperation with ODOT, Liggy, and the county. This was the initial draft that went out. We've received comments from the county already, and the county likes what they see. We are still awaiting comments from ODOT and Liggy. Some of the blanks that currently exist on the document have been filled in. I did get some of that information from the county. I don't have those dates with me now, but it's an evolving document, if you will. We're supposed to get comments back from ODOT, I believe, on Monday. And so once I've received comments back from ODOT, I'll incorporate those changes, if they have changes, into the document to the extent that they're reasonable. And we can approach the approval of this document one of two ways. You can approve it subject to legal revision, authorizing Kitty to sign this document on behalf of the city, or we can wait until this document has been finalized, which presumably will occur prior to our next city council meeting. And if that is the case, then you could potentially see the final document at the next city council meeting for approval.
Has everyone read this, and does anyone have any comments or questions on it?
No.
No, you haven't read it?
I've read it. I think it's very, very easy to read and understand. No problem.
Yep, I thought it was an excellent document. I did kind of wonder how the dates are going to be
arrived
at.
Yeah, the completion date is tentatively slated for, I think it's March of 2010. The presentation, I believe, we tentatively scheduled for two weeks after the date of completion. So, for some reason, March 31st is ringing a bell for completion, which would mean the presentation would be the middle of April.
Okay.
But don't hold me to that. As far as section 3, I believe the amount identified there was $70,000. The thought process that Tom Bluest and I had was that it would be advantageous and frankly prudent to kind of hold back $5,000 in the event that there are some expenses that weren't anticipated.
Okay. So what's going to trigger filling in the other scoping project, completion date, and presentation and such? Just talking with the other parties?
Well, I went ahead and identified the dates that Tom gave me that we agreed upon were reasonable. And the drafts that I sent ODOT and WIGI have those dates in there as well as the amount of money in there. Again, remember, this went out prior to the county's review of the document. And between, I think I sent this to Lauren on Thursday, maybe Wednesday, between last Thursday or Wednesday and today, I've had conversations with the county and incorporated their suggested changes, which frankly, they weren't substantive changes. They were just identifying or filling in the blanks.
Oh, okay.
And then Deborah McMahon reviewed it. She thought it was great. She had one comment, which was to expand ODOT's obligations to impose upon them the obligation to take the results of the study and incorporate those results into the highway transportation system plan. So that's really the only changes that we've received to date. Now, I'm anticipating, frankly, that WIGI is going to have some changes, and that's fine. I'm willing to entertain, I think we are all willing to entertain any proposed changes, provided they're reasonable. But my intent with this document was to get something in writing, to get this, you know, the ball moving forward, so to speak, and I think we did that.
So, not knowing what WIGI might come up with, or if, in fact, they even will, does council want to approve this subject to legal review so that hopefully we can get it done? Have the final draft?
Is it by the next meeting?
Yeah, that would be. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't need to approve it if we were going to wait until we brought it back and had it finalized in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if you don't want me to bring it back, you can approve it now subject to legal revisions. If you want me to bring it back after this negotiation process has run its course, we can plan to cover it and approve it at our next city council meeting. That makes sense?
That's what I was trying to say. I just wasn't doing a real good job of it.
I agree with that.
Which way do you want to do?
Well, I think Jeremy we ought to approve it subject to legal things and let Jeremy finish it.
Okay. You don't have any concerns with what might come up with?
No. If they come back with something that I think is significant, I'll bring it back to you.
Right, okay.
Yeah, we can make a motion to that effect, right?
Perfect, yeah, sure. Definitely.
All right. Councilor Hedges?
I agree, yes.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between. Between the City of Lapine, Deschutes County, ODOT, and the Lapine and those industrial group, subject to legal review with authority for mayor to sign, and with the understanding that if there is any material change, the legal council will instead bring it back to council for review.
Perfect.
I so move.
I second it.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mullanan, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Thank you, Council.
Okay.
Item number 7, resolution number 2009-008, the extension of the workers' compensation coverage to volunteers of the City of Lapine. Has everyone reviewed the resolution? Mm-hmm. We discussed that at the last meeting. Mm-hmm. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Be a good idea for a low cost.
All right, yeah, that was our consensus at the last meeting. Everyone's happy with the way the resolution is written up?
Yes.
So, if we're ready for a motion to approve, I will first ask City Recorder to read the resolution by title.
Resolution 2009-008, a resolution extending the City of Lapine's workers' compensation coverage to volunteers of the City of Lapine.
I'll now entertain a motion to approve resolution number 2009-008.
I would so move.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Moynihan, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. Enjoy this, people. This is an easy meeting. It's, I don't think, going to be like that for the next one. All right, item number 8, proclamation observing October 8, 2009 as Oregon Day of Culture. And just a little background, this was a request that came to me only, I believe it was, as the mayor. And I suggested to city staff that we go ahead and get it on the agenda. Since it was a request, has everyone had a chance to read it?
What is the unique culture tax credit that Oregon has?
I do not know.
Are we planning to do anything for this Day of Culture?
Unless you are, I don't know.
We just observe it.
We just, yeah, it's just
along with all the rest of them we've got.
Kind of like Martin Luther King Day is now. That's too bad, because if we had had time, we could have planned something cultural.
That's October 8th. You can get it together, can't you?
Asian dancing and hula dancing. I know there's an art exhibit at the library that we could encourage people to visit.
It does say that we will call upon our citizens to celebrate, participate in, and give to Oregon culture in our community, and specifically to take action for heritage, arts, and humanities in our towns and cities. Mm-hmm. And we can certainly do this, because we can have this proclamation published in Frontier Advertiser.
And
Wise Vice.
Mm-hmm. Who asked for the proclamation?
This organization, National Arts and Humanities.
Oh. It's too late to put it in the Eagle, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So
if we catch anybody dancing in the street, we can take photographs and put it in next month.
That's true.
Anyway, it's
it really fits in with the time, doesn't it? A day of culture.
Come on, we do. We have our fine culture.
We do, yes. And
so, right. If everyone is on board with the Council approving this proclamation observing October 8, 2009 as an Oregon Day of Culture, we will go ahead and do that and ask City Recorder to get it published. Maybe we'll see people dancing in the streets.
You'll have to get a permit.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Council, everyone,
yes.
Want to do that? All right.
Yeah.
Then I will entertain a motion to approve the proclamation observing October 8, 2009 as Oregon Day of Culture and directing staff to get the proclamation published in the Frontier Advertiser and Wise Vice.
I move that we do that.
Do I have a second?
Wow.
Go ahead.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Warren, yes.
Councilor Lehman, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Maybe we can also arrange for a low-level flyover at this thing.
Every day, I would.
No, you can't drag a sign.
I guess
on top of the thing.
Maybe go to Drake Park, that's Culture Day, right?
Yeah. I want to remember this. This will be coming up next.
You have to find somebody that has culture first.
Okay, next item, number 9. Lowering of speed limits on Huntington Road in US 97.
Well, as it is, this council asked, can I remember the guy's name from ODOT? Zulfika? Is that the one?
Critically? No?
Anyway, Superco, I think so, sent me this partial filled out request. This is the form that they use. All we have to do is put on there what we want. As far as, now this is for ODOT. Now the Huntington Road speed limit also goes through this same request form through ODOT, and they work jointly on these. So, and just to let you know, they've already started their little
study.
Thank you. My words aren't coming out. Study.
Oh,
on these.
Good.
But the council should probably put in some suggested speed limits, or, and then they'll take those into considerations into that study. And that's why it's here in the packet. So,
and but we're not traffic engineers, so would they come up with recommendations?
They might, but some of the concerns that came out of the stakeholders meeting was that the city was going to have to ask ODOT to take the 45 mile an hour speed zone right on the north side of the First Street Reed Road intersection to have that move north, because as people are approaching that, they're speeding up thinking that they need to be doing 45 when they go through there. So here's my suggestion: move the 45 mile up to where the 55 mile is, and move the 55 mile up and change it to 50 up at the four lanes, and just make it 50 all the way clear through the Wickliffe Junction interchange. Wickliffe Junction.
Sounds good.
It's intersection. It's not an interchange yet. Intersection. That would be my recommendation, but I don't know what you guys want to do. Or reduce it. You can ask to have it even more reduced. What do you guys? I just need to tell them.
Okay, so well, in this, when you spoke with this guy from ODOT, and he said that the city should make recommendations. I mean, are those going to be based like in from a study or in fact, or just on the top of our heads? Are we going to say that? I'm thinking that if they're getting
Did you read your material?
So what are you finding out, Kenny?
This on the last page. ARIA law gives the State Department of Transportation the authority to establish speed zones on all roadways in Oregon. It also states that an engineering investigation will be done to determine what the appropriate speed should be. Is that what you were
thinking? Right. So, I'm just a little confused on the recommendation part.
Well, they will take that into consideration. If we have a good reason for, say for instance, on Huntington, if you want to request the whole Huntington Road, it starts, it loses its, okay, from Burgess, from Burgess South, it's 45 until you get past the last houses right there. And then the bare stretch, it's in speed zone, so it's 55. This was the concern that, Commissioner Thomas had. He wanted that lowered for wildlife because there was a deer hit there. It turns back down to 45 just before Memorial Lane. And then it goes down to 35 there by the post office and then through the school zone. So
it's at 55.
It's at 55.
Crescent Creek.
Mm-hmm. Where the new subdivisions are.
Yeah.
It's still 55 through there. And that's going to be all homes. It should, you know, why not lower it now?
Well, I only just recommend that the speed limit on Huntington from Burgess to the Senior Center where it turns to 35 is a maximum speed of 40 miles an hour.
40?
40. Top speed. Nobody will pay any attention to it, but we can put signs up anyway.
Do you need consensus on that? Or?
Does everyone agree with suggesting 40 for that?
Seems reasonable to me. I had thought 35, but 40 probably is better.
I don't think anyone will stick to the 35. There is, I don't know how long of a stretch it is. I keep forgetting to measure it when I go through there. But it is just long enough when either direction, when you come around and you get into those trees, you get the sense that, hey, you know, there's nothing here I can drive. And so that's going to be the first thing that people are going to want to do. And they're not going to see the sense. I don't think anyone would see the sense in going 35, or at least now, because there's nothing there. But it's a little more reasonable, like 40 or even 45. Then, you know, I think people would...
There's
study logic behind
this. Oh, so we're just okaying a study, right?
Making a recommendation.
Yeah, you're making a request.
Mm-hmm.
They may do the study and find that 40 is too slow and just leave it 45, you know, but at least the city can request. Put your dividend.
Which I think is probably very likely because if you drive Knott Road from Highway 97 over to 27, it starts out there at 50, I think, when you turn off. Goes down to 45, then it goes down to 40 when you get to China Hat Road, then it goes right back up to 45. And there's a reason for that. When you first turn off the highway on the Knott Road, all you see are trees and a canal.
Yeah. And that's where I got my ticket.
Yes. And then when you get, you know, you start getting into the subdivisions there, and they have the 45 mile per hour sign, and I think then it seems logical to a person, you know, to slow down to 45, although maybe not to a lot of people, because they always have to drive slower behind me, because I slow down to 45. And then when you get to the China Hat Road, you know, right before that intersection, it slows down to 40. I can see the logic in that, but there are homes and intersecting streets all over the place there.
I think on the other side of Knott Landfill, when it turns to 27th Street, it's 35 all the way through. Once you get into high school.
It's 49, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't go to Bend.
I think it's slower than that. You're going by the high school, and you're going out by the all the buildings there along 27th Street to Highway 20. I know it's a slow speed. I take there every month.
It's 45.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Because
it sure seems slower than that.
After you go through the China Hat intersection, then you can speed back up to 45, and then I never have to reset my speed control.
I'll have to check it next week when I go back up there, because it seems a lot slower than 45.
But anyway, I guess what I'm getting at with all my rambling is that's an example, and that's something that's already in place, and that might be part of when they do their study that they look at, that, you know, 45 is reasonable for that. They're considering 45 reasonable for that type of situation where there are all these intersecting roads. I don't think anybody's going to want to slow down to 40 when we have this long stretch of trees. the study might not even see that as reasonable.
I don't see it as a long stretch of trees, actually. It is in the city limits. It's a residential area, and I can't see having a speed limit like that because I go out there almost every day, and there are kids on bicycles. You know, it's we have to tame it some way or another. And a lot of the high school kids, you know, go racing down through there too.
Well, I don't.
So I go out just for fun to go 35. So.
Are you German?
Yes, so I am.
Everybody in Germany is a policeman.
Yeah, but since it is considered residential, it's not a highway through the city. So, yeah, my thought is get it down, get people used to it.
Well, I don't have any opposition to requesting the lowest possible speed limit we think they might go for. All they can do is come back and say, no, got to make it 45.
I think 40 is would be the top.
Okay, so you want to suggest then to have it 40 miles an hour from Burgess south until it turns to 35.
Right, to 30.
Or 30.
Yes.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Councilor Mayden.
And there's going to be all of those senior citizens moving in there to reduce it too.
All right, we have consensus on.
Oh, I'm one of them. No.
I want to suggest for a speed. And is there anything else that we need to make a decision? Okay, and the we have a consensus on that. And from where to where? Is that all you need for
from
filling out the request?
From Burgess to where it turns down to 35 or 30. I'm not sure which it says, but
yeah,
it says 35.
So 40.
Everyone agrees with that?
Yes.
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 All right. And Shields also.
Okay. And then extending the 35 mile speed zone to the north. I think the 45 ought to be extended up to.
Okay, wait, what are we talking about
that,
now?
On the other, on this part. On the first, on 97.
On 97?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're submitting two separate requests
right.
then, huh? One for Burgess and one for 97.
Yes. Sorry.
We can do all these in one motion, can't we?
I think so.
Okay, so for the 97 question. From
they kind of have part of it on here, recommending extending the existing 35 mile an hour to the north.
Okay.
Which is extending it.
That's about 1 mile into the trees here.
No, it's probably about a quarter of a mile. Well, it would extend up to the 45. Or maybe it would be.
If we're going to do that, we need to extend it north far enough so that southbound traffic will have the opportunity to go from 55 to 35. They need a little space.
Well, there's 45s in there, too.
Well, yeah, I know nobody pays attention.
That's what they're going to be moving north. It's the 45 mile an hour speed zone.
Yeah,
so
going through town is 35 miles an hour. That should be extended north on 97 to at least past the last buildings on the left-hand side where the looks of the city stops and it's all trees. Through that intersection of First Street.
Through that business section that you see on the
yes,
left?
Yes, on the left-hand side, at least that far.
Left-hand
because
side.
coming southbound, nobody travels 45. They're all at 55, 60, or 65. Mm-hmm. They need a little time to slow down before they hit that intersection. The intersection's already a mess. Maybe if we slowed the traffic down a little bit, it would get a little bit less of a mess. I don't know. We're not.
So you want to extend the 35 mile an hour's being...
One half of a mile north of the intersection of 1st and 97. And then that, whatever they want to have after that is perfect.
Okay, it'd be nice to know exactly where these mile markers are. Mile marker 16835, where is that one? We have one right in town.
Sounds like a mile to me.
Yeah, it's just right at a mile. And the
16835. Extend the 35 mile an hour north, so it's at 167.27, which is probably inside the south.
This just tells you between and between which mile posts. The northernmost one is 16727. 37. They just threw them in there.
Oh, the numbers get bigger going south.
Sorry. So it's misleading the way they have it here.
Okay.
So the 16835, that must be their designation. Oh, okay. From existing post, it's V40, 35 north. Okay. The 16835, that must be where the 35 mile an hour sign is. The northern one up there. That would seem to make sense.
Okay, yeah.
And then, so that would put it, Doug, about a mile north of that, reduced down to 35.
So we're 2 miles out of town, right? 2 miles?
No, not quite.
Just a little bit?
Because it's not a mile out that it's reduced to 35. It's just right here at the intersection.
Right, okay.
So it would put us pretty much just a mile out.
Okay.
And maybe that's why they chose that.
So that's
number.
I think if there's two the lanes, there's, the passing lane's right there. Right? Where does the passing lane come in? Isn't that pretty close to...
Is it going north also?
Yeah.
Maybe we're thinking, I'm thinking going north, but you guys are thinking it's coming south.
If we extend that 35 mile zone up to the passing lane, which is approximately a half a mile from the corner of 1st and 97, then at that point it could revert back to whatever the ODOT highway speed limit is right now. What I'm saying is we need to slow the traffic down going through the intersection for obvious reasons. But we need to make sure it's far enough north so that the southbound traffic will have the opportunity to slow down from, you know, they're going to be at least 55. Right. We've got to slow down from 55 to 35. They have to have any room to do that in before we hit the intersection.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
If you extend the 35 mile an hour speed north
to where the 45 mile an hour is, that would solve the whole problem.
It's just like going south where it's 55 and then 35.
It's 45, too. They'll be doing their study.
This is just a recommendation.
Yeah. And we're getting into where the passing lane is anyway.
I know.
This
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, makes no sense at all. So.
That's just where I start stepping on it right there.
Now, these numbers were plugged in by ODOT.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they probably already got it figured out anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
So we want to.
We're extending the speed limit north.
Yeah. The 35 mile an hour speed limit. And when they do that, then they'll know what needs to be done. You know, obviously I would think they would move the 45 mile an hour one too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our recommendation then, to go ahead and extend the 35 mile an hour, reduce speed as far north as possible.
And the rest of them accordingly.
Yeah.
To the north. Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And I assume that when you submit that to ODOT, you will ask for a reply as fast as they can possibly figure out how to do it, and then get that reply back to us.
Okay,
thank you.
Oh boy, this is going to be a fun motion. In the motion, do I have to state all the recommendations as we want them, or just make a motion to submit speed zone request forms to, this goes to ODOT?
Mm-hmm.
To ODOT, to recommend speed and sign changes as discussed.
That's fine, actually.
Okay.
Because you've captured all that in the minutes anyway, have you not, Patty?
Mm-hmm. All right. That was my motion.
I would so move.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Blaine, yes.
Councilor Pinchus, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. All right. Good discussion. Yes, you're careful. Thank you. Then, moving on to item number 10, designation of voting delegate for the 2009 annual League of Oregon Cities membership meeting. And has everyone read City Recorder's staff report and recommendation?
Patty, were you going to that meeting also?
No, I just attended a conference.
Okay, I thought that you were taking a class at that. Okay. Sounds good. How about you, Adele? Do you like that recommendation?
Yeah.
Good.
Right. Is there any discussion? Is everyone okay with staff recommendation on that?
Yes.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to appoint Councilor Adele Mullanen as the City of Lapine's voting delegate at the League of Oregon Cities Conference, and City Recorder Luana Demerval as an alternate.
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mullanen, yes.
Councilor Hinchus, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, other matters. Item 11A, we will get back to discussion of the check detail. Councilor Hedges had some concerns.
You're up. My concern is that it looks like there's about $1,500 within 2 weeks going for office supplies and copier. August 4th, here are two of those, and no, three of them in August 11th. There are two for Icon and two for Office Value. And I would question what all of it is for.
Icon creates two bills. One is for the rental of the machine and the other is for the usage of the paper. That's always on there.
Okay, so the copier costs $146.62. Is that the way it works?
Yes, the that's the monthly fee.
Okay.
And they go to different places.
Yeah. Okay, and for Office Value?
That was confusing.
The printer, I think.
Yeah, the printer.
Bookkeeper supplies.
Well, it says copier, but it should be printer for...
Well, it only says copier. It's just in our office supplies. That's just the name of the thing. Do you want the breakdown?
Well, I was wondering why $938 and then $305.
Wasn't the $900 at the last meeting determined to be the price that you had to pay to buy the new copier?
Or a printer.
A printer or whatever it is.
Yeah, to replace the old one. Yes.
That's what it costs us to buy it.
No.
No, not all of
it. It was $600, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was around $600. But we got, we had to get an Annie machine and some things for the bookkeeper. And that was about, I think her Annie machine alone was $90. She had
an
extensive
editing
machine.
I can't remember what was on that other bill.
So for Icon, the 4647 is for paper, perhaps?
Yes, we pay by the...
Okay.
Did we get billed for these yet? Because you said they were fairly spending. Is that included?
Well, that might have been in that.
Yeah,
because those, like, those are spending.
Yeah. So obviously the 600 and something, whatever it was for the new printer, is not going to probably be showing up again, you know. So we'll be more at things like 300 and some and 300 and some and 40 or... So which is pretty much the way it's been running.
The 300 is for paper also?
Yeah. No. Yeah, for the paper itself.
So
probably you had ordered paper.
Do you order paper from two different places? So from Icon?
No, we don't order the paper from Icon.
Okay, that's the 4647.
Yeah. The paper copy we make. That's...
So that's a lot of cost because it's being leased. The machine's being leased.
Okay, so you pay for copies. All right.
Would it be impossible for you to put on here Icon General Fund 4647 office supplies copier per use cost or something? And then down here the other one, 146, you put down office supplies copier rental? I mean, I can figure it out, but, you know, it's a lot, and Barbara can figure it out, everybody can figure it out, but it would just be a little easier to read this if we knew exactly what, if it's rental, well, fine, Dan.
I think we can bring them down one more.
You know, and this other one, you know, 938, you know, just put down purchase of new copier, I mean. Just to make it a little easier on us simple people.
Okay. Why can you do them on two lines, like two lines for check number 1548? Would that make it simpler? You know, like break it down, not this time, maybe we already know what it is, but when something like this comes up again, break it down into like a big purchase such as the printer, and then also check number 1548. Will the program allow you to do that?
I don't know.
We can check into it. I don't think it will, but yeah, it very possibly won't. But
I'll just try to keep an eye on anything that might need explanations and make notes on it before I put it in the packet, I guess would probably help them.
Yeah, actually you could even, just leave
much quicker than trying to get a program or organization or something.
Or how would that work? The other one, just leave it with the same coding she has and she can make handwritten notes?
Yeah, just a little thing.
Sure.
Yeah. So you can't separate printer from copier?
No.
Okay.
Well, not on office supply purchases.
Okay. All right, I'm satisfied.
She's at the mercy of the program. Oh, darn this technology stuff. All right, do we have any other questions or concerns on the check detail?
I have none.
No? Done?
No.
Good. All right. I'll entertain a motion then to approve the check detail as presented.
I so move that we approve the check detail.
I second.
And those in seconded, roll call vote, please.
Councilor Wood.
Aye.
Councilor Malini.
Yes.
Councilor Bajic, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. And thank you, Ronna, for those explanations. And now we don't have to worry about the future. Handwritten notes. We'll get there. Okay, item number 11.
10.
Was that?
Nothing.
You said something.
No.
Item number 11B, minutes approval. Have some discussion on that or some corrections. Did you say you had some things, Councilor Hedges?
No, that we should on the minutes. I have to leave.
Oh, I thought before the meeting you said you had a couple of things. That's okay. I'll start.
I don't think it was on the minutes.
Oh, okay. On page 5 at time 002017, second line, issues with students walking. There is an unnecessary apostrophe there. That needs to be removed.
I'm sorry, which one?
Middle of the page, time 002017.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's a plural, not a possessive. Okay. On page 6, I think the sentence reads, the next to the last paragraph reads, Councilor Ward asked if the $10.75 per light per month, comma, could that be changed as electricity goes up in cost? That's the way it is two sentence fragments, or one sentence and one sentence fragment. It would read better if it's Councilor Ward asked if the $10.75 per light per month could be changed as electricity goes up in cost, with no question mark.
Well, we both read them over. Well, you guys are wanting these verbatim, so they're coming out verbatim.
No. Well, I never said verbatim. Just get the idea of what people said. And then, of course, there's always those rules on commas are a little strange. If you could put commas in there or not, depending on how you say it. Councilor Ward asked if the $10.75 per light per month could be changed as electricity goes up in cost. Sometimes it's just a personal feel where you could have per light, comma, per month, comma, if you feel like you pause there. If you feel like you don't pause, I'll leave that up to you. I'm happy with no commas. I guess we need to say how we're going to correct it, huh? Let's leave out the commas.
Just did.
Okay. Page 7, very top line. Councilor Ward expressed concern about, it should say, the city locking themselves into something 10 years from now.
Which page again? I'm sorry.
Page 7 at the very top, first line. Got it?
Well, I think I was kind of wording things the way he actually was saying
them. Yeah. And if you're going to do that, then you actually need to have it in a quote.
Did you?
Quoting what someone says? Yeah. So, by the way, very, very good minutes overall, I thought. They are. They're getting better all the time. On page 8, number 11, public comments, last paragraph, where it says planning commissioners, that's a plural, so the apostrophe needs to be omitted. Mm-hmm. And at the very bottom, on City Recorder Dan Mervell's report, where it says a traffic calming meeting was held on August 31st. ODOT has now put up signs and candlestick posts as temporary measures. It needs to say where, because anyone who doesn't know the background on that would have no idea what we're talking about in these minutes. And on page 9, the next to the last paragraph before adjournment, left out Deschutes County on the, where it says City Attorney Green said he is also working on the Lakey City Council ODOT MOU.
Is that right before
01-2455? Yes. Last sentence. And let me just say, I'm really glad you girls are doing these minutes and not me, because it's an awful lot easier for a person like me to go back and look at a finished product and say, hey, this should be different. You girls are doing a great job. Thanks.
Well, thank you. Is there any chance you could, we can maybe run the next minutes, we can get them out to you really early? Can we run them by you to look through? Or you just,
that's what I always try to do.
We haven't done that lately.
We haven't.
Because we didn't want to overwhelm you.
And I do try to do that.
Stuff.
Always get them out to me.
Okay.
And hope that I can go through and try really hard.
Oh, no. Those are all reasonable changes. I mean.
Okay. Well, thanks.
I don't look like that.
No, I do think they're very good overall. All right. If no one else has any comments or changes or anything,
no.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the September 9th, 2009 minutes with the changes as noted.
I so move.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Moynihan, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, we have an added agenda item to discuss our internet tech issues. Since we seem to be having some real difficulty, sometimes many, many hours at a time in getting our email, or even logging on to, all day today I could not even log on. Could you?
No. Onto the website, no.
So, any recommendations?
Yep. I talked to Tony. I asked him if it would be possible to go back to the Outlook Express program that we used to use with our current server. And he said, yes, we can. Do you have Outlook Express on your computers?
I have.
No? So you have... That creates a problem, I guess.
See, my wife does all the computer stuff for me because she won't let me touch her computer, all right? Because every time I do, I break the name. But she says, she's getting everything. But it, she says she has to bypass, AOL and go into something else, and then AOL says this is a dangerous place to be, and she bypasses that, and she says that the system we have here is nothing more than an outdated antique. Now, I don't know what that means, because
it's just a web-based version of Outlook.
Huh? Yeah, I think it's just it's unsecured, and so the firewalls, I think, sometimes they...
Yeah, it tells her it's unsecured all the time, too.
It always says that.
Yeah, it does, and,
I don't even know what that means.
But, you know, that's usually not a problem. Every once in a while there is a problem, and I don't know what's causing it.
And I have trouble opening documents. I have to click on some things. And
I think that depends on how the documents are created, what program they're in.
But I know that I'm not getting all of the emails.
In coming up with decisions or recommendations on how to do this, would it help to know who each counselor's internet provider is?
Possibly. I don't know. It sounds like everybody's got a different system and a different setup, so what do you do?
Well, shall we start there?
Or we could... How about...
How about you look into it?
Yeah, I'll look into it, and then we can just touch base individually and try to get something going. Just give me the go-ahead,
Okay.
I guess.
Find out.
Would it do any good for each of us to just write down on a piece of paper what we have in our computer? What system we have for email in our computer?
Okay.
Give it to you.
Okay.
You give it to Tony Devon and say, fix it.
Okay.
Can we do that?
I don't see why.
Would that be a good idea?
Okay.
Because I have no idea what's in your computer. I don't even know what's in mine.
I do.
Let alone anybody else.
Okay, let's all just a quick phone call. If you know now, my
just call the line on the phone and tell her what we got. Is that?
I have you email me, but I can't guarantee I'm getting it.
My provider is Quest, Fax, and my MSN. I don't know if that makes any. I get my email through Quest. I get my DSL through Quest.
Me too.
But I use the
I have two of
MSN
them.
Browser.
I
if that matters.
One is Google and one is Quest.
Okay. So your internet provider is Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Del, do you know what yours
yeah,
is?
Yeah, Quest.
I would just have
Quest.
A call you.
And you don't know. Okay, so
well, I have no clue. I just pay the bill when it comes in every month.
Ask the boss when you get home. And
I will.
Show. Okay?
Okay.
Do they have to make a motion to do that, or just...
No, just okay. Council direction.
Okay, for a moment.
Then so direct. Did you get that, Cuddy?
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to email us what you find, or...
call? What do you step on?
Move on to item number 12, public comments for items not on the agenda. No hand waving out there?
I'm Pam Beamer, and I'm here for Dan Barco and our U group.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to ask you guys if, or remind you about it, to set a date for the first town hall meeting with the chamber.
We've been working on that, and we're getting closer all the time, I think.
waiting for me?
Mm-hmm.
What's the date?
You didn't get the email, did you?
I didn't get the email. No, I didn't get the email. The latest word that did not get to Jeremy is that the current calendar of all the available days will work for me. We know when Councilor Molina is going to be gone. And so what we need to do is find a day that works best for the attorney. It could be in, what would it be, the first whole week of October?
Or the week of the 5th.
Of the 5th.
Go ahead.
No, I'll try to remember to mention this after this is all discussed. Something else.
Now, is this the
we've
one
been asked
where the commissioners are going to be?
No, a city council town hall meeting, so that citizens can just come with whatever's on their mind.
Okay,
ask
that's
questions,
what I've been pushing for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping the commissioners could be in there too. No.
I don't think on this one. I think this one is specific to the city council.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Councilor Wood.
Is Mr. Euchre planning to invite himself, the members of the business community that belong to the chamber, to come to this meeting, or is he going to just leave it up to the city council? And if he's not going to do that, can I personally request that he does?
I don't know.
I knew you didn't, but will you transmit that to him and ask him if he would please invite all the business members of the community, even though most of them do not reside within the city?
I'm pretty sure that's what he has in mind, and we'll be doing anyway.
And that's not what he said, but that's not what he indicated. That's why I wanted to get that in there.
Was that an email that
I missed? I will present that to him.
Thank you.
I would do it Friday evening now.
Oh, okay.
Friday.
We're kind of narrowing down.
Morning of, afternoon of.
Calendar days and then.
Yeah, but I mean, it's about him asking for it.
Oh.
Jeremy's suggesting Friday the 9th during the day.
Is that problematic for people?
What's the date?
Friday the 9th, October 9th.
October 9th.
What time?
Yeah, what time?
What time?
Whatever works.
I'm not sure there's nothing on this calendar. We could have it here, couldn't we?
Right here? I mean, if you're going to invite the chamber, it wouldn't be good enough.
Well, the town hall, we should move to the...
How are you planning on informing the public that we're going to do this?
We're going to notice it.
Notice it where?
Same way we do other meetings, and then we should probably have some type of...
Something in the frontier or something.
Let's throw that out as a possibility. I don't know how many people would come to a daytime meeting.
I don't know. If we did an evening, I could probably do it on the 7th.
The 7th would work for me.
That would work for me. We just have every Wednesday on. That was my suggestion, was 6.
Or later.
No, that's
you
fine.
Soon?
No, that's fine.
What did we decide on?
6 p.m. on the 7th.
Where? Here?
I think that's a good
place.
I think that's a good place to start. Otherwise, maybe the senior center.
We go to the senior center, we have to pay them for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't do it for free.
No, they don't.
Maybe under the circumstances.
We can ask.
Yeah. It's an idea.
Mystic Electric lets us use the room for free, don't they?
As long as it's not busy.
Yeah.
What about the Crescent Creek Community Center?
My thought is town hall meeting, you really want to stay true to kind of the theory behind the meeting. It would be to get from out behind the table, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
You know, a little bit more informal. So if we're at a different geographical location, I think that kind of sets the tone.
Mm-hmm. I have a deposit already at Crescent Creek I could call and see if that's available.
That makes sense.
It does.
Mm-hmm. People generally like that.
It's nice. Yeah, like a living room.
We've been in that.
Yeah, it is essentially a good place.
Like a lodge.
Yeah.
Setting.
Okay, so you'll check.
So what are we deciding?
6 p.m.
Where?
She's going to check on that.
All right.
You can check Crescent Creek and...
Information to be determined later.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to check that first?
You're going to send it by email?
I'll check them tomorrow.
Okay. I'll put your name on it then. And then if we can't get that, then we'll try the other one.
October.
To be announced later. Tentatively scheduled for October 7th.
Okay.
6 p.m.
Well, remember, I won't be back until the 5th, so you have to let me know at the last minute.
It'll be in your email box.
See if you get it.
You ever heard of the
ringy dingy? Okay, I'll leave a message on your phone.
That works.
Okay. Pretty soon we've got to go back to the other place.
All right, was that all that you had? Gloria?
Just an idea. Maybe you might contact the Historical Society since they get all those pictures and things. Maybe you might like to set up a display in the library on that cultural day.
Good idea.
I've never seen them.
Good, thank you. So Patty or Luana, will either one of you, make a note to look into that? Okay, anything else?
I go to the library tomorrow. I can ask if they would have a space available to their meeting room.
At where?
At the library.
At the library? Oh.
To set up a display.
Oh, okay.
I think they need to ask them too.
So is that going to be the Deschutes County Historical Society that you would ask to? Because we don't have one here.
Unless it were taking all the pictures around here?
No, I was going to ask at the library if it was okay to display.
Oh.
For that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, you mean the lady who did the historical inventory?
Oh, yeah. Kathleen Weaver.
Yeah.
That historical stuff.
Yeah. That's what I thought she meant. So, okay.
That would be cultural.
Yeah, I mean, she has. Yeah. That would be great.
Okay, I'll call her. I've got to call her anyway.
All right, we'll move on to number 13, staff comments. You sound like you're ready to start.
Okay, you got your calendars. There's some things with my name on it, so those are classes, because it's actually my calendar. So that's why they're on there. Planning Commission County Land Use changes with the county on the Lee. Oh, my mind is going blank with words again. For the words zoning, the zoning stuff. Text.
Okay, so back up. What are you saying?
Okay, that's on.
What's the comment?
Okay, our planning commission will be seated with the county planning commission at that meeting to go over the land use changes that are requested, and this is a public meeting.
Hearing,
yes. Thank you. I can't grasp words tonight. I don't know what my problem is. That's on the 8th, where it says PC/ land use.
Okay.
And that is at...
I've down here Mid-State. Is that what you were...
Yeah, that one's at Mid-State. And then...
Now, is the council expected to be there? Is that
No, but... You might want to.
Well, I think it would be interesting.
Yeah. It will be actually one of the first meetings that our city planning commission will be involved with the county at the same time. They won't have voting powers, but they will have input on this issue. On the 13th, then we have the comprehensive plan public hearing, and our planning commission will be running that meeting. So that might be a good one to go, and that's at the Senior Center at 6.
Okay, which day is that?
The 13th. It's the bottom one on the
13th. Oh, okay.
They've also scheduled a Planning Commission meeting on the 21st.
Okay.
Okay. Last week... I'm going to hand these out to you so you can look them over. We received a permit notification for new development for a subway business. Guess which intersection?
Oh,
McDonald's. So here is the permit, and then the next pages are for public for the comment, 30-day comment. If the city's going to have any comments on it, there's the information. The difference between this one and McDonald's is McDonald's was in an existing restaurant already, so a lot of the stuff isn't being done. Where this one is, it's a brand new building. It will be built from the ground up, so this is why they want comments.
What happens to the old one?
Yeah, where is it?
They'll be moving, probably.
Oh.
Just a new building for them.
New building down next, yeah, next to McDonald.
Next to McDonald.
Or behind it. It's in that.
Perhaps that. Probably between McDonald's and the...
It used to be a top of the church.
Okay, it's between that and the motel.
Yeah.
Right along 97.
Didn't they used to be a Taco Bell at that corner?
No.
No.
It's right where they are now. It's where they've always been.
Oh, okay. Taco Bell used to be where they are.
Yeah. Taco Bell, somebody's always been where it's at.
Okay. So why isn't the planning commission, kind of our planning commission, reviewing it and making recommendations?
Because we just got this today.
Oh, so...
Well, I thought
I was looking at it, and then they're going to do the recommendation.
Is that how you want it to go? Do you want input on this stuff? Or
okay.
If you don't, yeah, I can dump it on the planning commission. Doesn't matter.
What's the time frame?
And they come up with their recommendation, right?
You just got this comment on today. So.
I have a question on that. So they apply to the county on this one, right?
Sure.
But the county will defer to the city on this one?
No.
Because they've been approving or disapproving all along. But now since we have a planning commission in place, it changes that.
Well, actually, since we've had a city in place, you know, we've had the ability to put input into it.
Right.
They're
just soliciting input.
Okay. But it's they're still going to make the final decision of this, right?
Yep.
All we can now have an official recommendation.
We always could.
Yeah, but now that we have the planning commission.
Well, we still could from the city council as well.
Right.
There just hasn't been a whole lot going on.
No. So basically, now the planning commission is going to make a recommendation to the city and council, and then the city council is going to recommend to the county.
If that's what the city council wants to do, I guess we could do it that way.
Yeah, I think that we should empower them to, I don't know, to review.
I want to look at that before we make some type of policy or practice in doing that. Because generally, planning commission, and this is something that city staff would generally be involved in, not necessarily the planning commission itself. We'll look into it.
Question. Tell me if I'm reading this thing right. This location is between the gas station and McDonald's.
Yes.
And the motel.
Yes.
In that dirt field that's currently there right now. That's where they, and they're going to have one access road, the same access road that goes to the gas station, McDonald's, and the motel.
It looks that way, yes.
That's,
I don't see any, that's not an acre, so I'm not.
No.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I think I got a while back.
Yeah, that would just compound things. The chamber for that puts out the weekly thing. I don't know if you saw it, but I noticed that on October 1st there's a free concert. It's at the White School Complex. Just let you know that there's an activity going on. So, seeing up to 400 people.
What kind of concert is that?
What date was that?
The national tour concert will be held at the White School Complex. It's on October 1st.
A what?
Christian concert.
Okay. And it starts at 6:30. Yeah, the doors open at 6:30.
It starts at 7.
Okay. So.
That's all
right. Is it free, did you say?
Yeah.
Doesn't say.
Yes, it is free.
Oh, free concert.
Make a donation if you so choose.
Here's some information. It's in your slots. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's about bonds that are available through Deschutes County from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. We don't have any bonds, and I don't think we have any future use for them, but the information's there anyway.
a blank.
It is. I just, my mind is just not, I'm foggy today. RCAC would like to have a meeting down here the week of the 19th of October.
Oh, why not?
We don't have anything else to do in October.
RCAC is what?
Chris Marco.
That's how you spell Chris Marco. RCAC. Okay, the week
of the 19th.
Of the 19th. The girl is gone.
The whole week.
What are we going to discuss?
Just the fall get together and
okay, the infrastructure mm-hmm. group again. Yeah. So oh boy.
Is that someday during that week or is it
okay, yeah, maybe no, just for one meeting it's okay. Come down to.
Well, that'd probably be cramming too much in. I know you missed the other one.
That's the one we had over at Finley View Park.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That was that one. Water rights and stuff. That was the one time only.
That was our first meeting, and you know, to start bringing all of the organizations together that have common interests in city infrastructure. So this is what this is will be.
Okay, here's my recommendation, because I remember it was a real challenge getting all those people focused on the same date.
It was, yeah.
So maybe move it to November. Have them move it to November sometime. Just a thought.
Oh, no. Do I have no? Do we have? Are we over into November?
I don't. We're not even October yet.
Yeah, October is so full. If we went into November, we're going until November 6th. You're gone that first full week. So we have to be looking at the second week, which is also our meeting week.
On a Tuesday. November and December meetings will be on Tuesday for City Council.
They will? Mm-hmm. I don't care, but why?
Because of the holidays.
Ah, I haven't looked that far ahead.
Last 4 meetings.
Well, why don't you start with getting some dates from Chris when he's available
okay.
And ask who he has in mind, if he wants all the same organizations. And his
okay.
Go from there. Boy, I don't see how we
that's where I wanted your input.
Fit something else into October. It's, you know, and then especially with you being gone at the very end of October. And we'll see where that goes.
Okay.
Check with Donna. Do we know, have any idea how we're looking in November? Other than it's probably going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we'll do what we can do. Did you have anything else, Alana?
I just wanted to kind of throw some things out here that are going to come up at the next meeting. The mosquito abatement went through the process through the website. There was quite a few responses right here. For that on the mosquito abatement, so I'll bring that information to the next meeting. CWPP will be giving a presentation, the Wildfire Protection Program.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about the DWA thing. So, what presentation did you give anything
in
that?
I will, hopefully tomorrow, actually.
Okay. So we'll have at least one presentation.
So that's for the very next meeting?
Next meeting,
okay.
Yeah. Thank you. So there might be a couple of presentations among other stuff.
Okay.
Just to let you know. That's all I have.
Right.
I just want to say real quickly that it was wonderful to go to that conference last week and meet up with various ladies that are doing similar jobs you know, as far as the minutes and everything, and had an excellent technical writing class. So it was really ironic that I had a couple of sentences in there that weren't even full sentences. That's one of the things she was really emphasizing. And had a lot of information on records retention and archiving.
Oh, good.
And they have a website, they have a email site where you can email the different members if you have any kind of a question about something that maybe somebody else has, you know, had a similar experience or another idea about how to maybe do it, or maybe a different consultant or something like that. So, and that's really a neat group of people, and it was just really enjoyable. So hopefully I'll be able to
you know, when I started, I have to say, when I started reading these minutes, I was going, wow, this is good. Good. Great. And so when I got to the first, you know, apostrophe that wasn't supposed to be in there, I thought, yeah, people do, I do that sometimes. You just, you know, and then I always have to go back and read. So I wasn't, you know, I thought, no big deal. Then the next page, no big deal. And really, they were just, you know, there were a number of items, but they weren't, none of them was that big of a deal. So
don't stress over it.
Okay. Were you an English major?
No.
Yeah.
I just
like language.
Why, did you have anything else, Patty?
No, that's it.
Jeremy?
Nothing else.
All right. We'll move on to council comments.
Luana and I attended the COAC meeting last week. And it was 99% concerned with rail service, which has nothing to do with us. Mm-hmm. Evidently, the Prineville has a short line railroad. Mm-hmm. They're petitioning to be able to go in on BNSF lines into Bend and Prineville. And also, they thought they might be able to use BNSF tracks to come to Lapine, because they have a siding that someday we might need it. BNS told them that'll never ever happen as long as the world is here. Nobody's going to run on their tracks but their own trains. So I turned in the proclamation for the Wickiup Junction interchange, and it was put on a big pile of stuff on the bottom. What pertains to us is the Wickiup Junction, changing the road and doing the highway and doing the overcrossing is on ODOT Central Oregon number 2 spot for funding. There's one other project above us. They're estimating that this project will cost $31 million. And they are currently looking for funding for this. So this Wickiup's approved. And it's all, drawings are done. Now they have to find the money. And quite frankly, it won't be easy and it won't be short, because even though they're looking for the money, they don't have a clue where to look. Because right now, at the end of the legislative session, all the money's been allocated. There's no money left until the next legislature, until the legislature meets again and approves more ODOT money. And at that time, and I think that's where that 2.5 year time frame came from, at that time we're number 2 on the list. So the best world possible scenario is that they could get the money in 2.5 to 3 years and start construction. And that's it. And that's better than it was a year ago.
That's true. I've always known these things don't move very quickly. Anything else?
No. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I attended COCO, and they talked about the legislative session and about the upcoming session and how fiscally tight everything's going to be and how they're going to cut. They have to cut $2 billion from the budget. Don't quote me on that. I don't have to write that down. I'm not sure that I said $2 billion, but it was something along those lines. So they talked a lot about the DWA agreement. So where we are?
Where are we on that?
Yeah.
Mary Winters from the City of Bend.
Yeah.
And I spoke last week about that. I think either last week or first of this week, we got revisions from her.
on the DWA memorandum. I'm reviewing those. Steve Bryant, the city of Redmond, is reviewing those as well. And, you know, the idea that Mary had was that we could collectively go back to the organization with proposed revisions. So that's where we're at.
And I also wanted to ask you that we have some unfinished business with Alana, and I was wondering where you guys were at in that process.
Hopefully bring it to the next meeting.
Oh, okay. Then on the 6th, then I'm going to be on that selecting committee for the new fire chief. And then on the... then I was asked to be on the... Cascade Lakes Byway Scenic Route Committee. So we'll be on that. More as a just as a citizen, but so that's my news.
Councilor Hedges?
I'm wondering if we could get information on the mosquito abatement, the product that they use. I know that Doug is concerned about being poisoned, but from what I've heard the last few years, that it's very safe for people and animals and all. Could we find out what they use and if there are any side effects to that? And then to Gloria, you seemed a little confused about what James and Deborah said at the planning committee meeting and what Jeremy is saying about how you present things. Do you make a decision and go to the city council, or how that goes?
Well, it's my understanding that we make a recommendation to the city. You know, people come to us and then we make a recommendation. Uh-huh. But I just wasn't, with this particular thing, I wasn't, it sounds like, you know, they went to the county, and then in the past, before the planning commission was there, then they turned around and went, you know, the city reviewed it and went back to the county planning commission. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to figure out how we played into that, because
right.
it's different, and I really didn't understand that part of it.
So there are minutes, right, from that meeting?
Mm-hmm.
So we could find out what James and Deborah said about it.
And it's a good question, because
yeah.
none of us have ever been
here.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Get straight what they need to do.
The county will still make the final decision on that, though.
Yeah, that's
for
what
now.
That's what our IGA is about.
Right.
Right.
All the building and permitting rests with the county.
Okay.
The only thing we can do at this point is provide input. And the only thing that's changed now is that we have a planning commission. But by virtue of having the planning commission, it has not augmented or modified the process. So the only authority, well, we don't have any authority. We, again, still are put in the position or have the ability to provide comment. That's it.
And that stays that way until what?
Until we assume that role.
The
building
right, the permits and all that.
You can't separate them.
Mm-hmm. I guess potentially if the county wants to do that, but I can't think. I think they go hand in hand. And really, ultimately, what we need is staff. We need qualified staff to be able to review those permits and to deal with the building issues, which we don't have. Once we have staff, or at least the ability to get staff, we also need infrastructure. And infrastructure is adopting ordinances dealing with those same issues.
Well, to me, it seems like it's two separate things. The planning commission is recommending whether or not to go forward a project.
Right.
The county for the permits and the inspections is another separate thing, making sure the buildings are safe and it's up to code and so forth.
Sure.
It seems like to me it's two separate items. I might be wrong, but that's what it seems like.
Well, they are. They're two, but they also go hand in hand. And it's a function of resources, really, for us.
Yeah.
We don't have the ability to do either or at this point.
We don't review when it gets to the construction part, though. We don't.
You don't have any involvement in
that? No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The building, the safety of the building, the codes for building a building, and so forth rests with the county.
my thinking is that the planning commission for the city recommends yay or nay on something.
On the land use?
For the land use.
Well, in certain land use, again, we can do that. The planning commission can make recommendations regarding various land use issues.
Well, no, when I say recommendations, I mean recommendations to the city council.
Right. Either way.
And then the city council says, yes, we're going to do it. No, we're not going to have this building done.
Oh, so you're actually wanting to take the authority.
Take that authority away from the county and the city gets it.
See, I don't know if we want to have this discussion now, but I think you need staff to be able to put the city, for the city to be able to adequately evaluate those types of permits, those applications, I think we need qualified staff.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that the planning commission is qualified to make ultimate determinations about those various issues. That's why you have staff that assist the planning commission with that evaluation.
Right.
Because what we would have to do is then do a written decision based on what the
statutes.
The
county planning commission is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They just make recommendations to the county, yes or no, and they have reasons why.
In counties.
I'm sorry?
No, I was just going to say, county staff facilitates that entire process.
Right, yeah. They say, okay, this is why you cannot do it, or you can do it.
Right, so we would have to have a planning department with paid planning staff, which we don't have.
I just hate the county coming in and say you can do it, you know.
No, you know, we have representative for South County. Did he come to our planning commission?
Okay, we're starting to get into back and forth conversation and everything here. We're going to be here until midnight, so I appreciate the talk and ideas and everything.
That's a lot of ideas.
When we start getting into just more and more conversation, that's when we need to stop. You guys can catch each other after the meeting, maybe, and discuss it a little bit.
I'm finished.
You finished?
I was kind of curious about that too, because I don't do two different things. So hard.
All right. I guess I'm up. I was called at the last minute one day last week and asked if I would participate in the Parks and Recs panel to decide the criteria for hiring a parks director, which I gladly went over and participated in. It was a very interesting and very good process. They had a good moderator, actually a former parks director, to walk us through the process. And of course, we came up with what we wanted for a parks director was everything that a parks director could possibly be, and obviously you can't have that, so it was narrowed down to our best recommendations, and then Pat went to the Parks District Board, and I did not stay for that meeting. But I was glad that I had the opportunity to do that, and like I said, it was an interesting process, and we had a lot of good people working on it. And that's all I have. Unless I'm forgetting something, sometimes you're my brain better than I am, Laura.
I went through it too, but that's okay.
But you didn't say anything.
I know.
Well, I think we had a lot of good people. Yeah, Martha was there.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. All right. The meeting is adjourned at 7:42. Thank you, everyone.